Poll workers are ready for the challenge of long lines tomorrow, as well as same-day registration and inevitable questions from voters. In addition to preparing for those facets of a big election day, many workers statewide have also been receiving training on dealing with potential threats to their safety. WUWM's Sam Woods has this report.
Acts of violence against poll workers are rare, but threats have been on the rise following the 2020 presidential election. So safety training is now being offered to Wisconsin poll workers, like Martha Kipchak of Milwaukee.
This is the first year since I've been a poll worker in 8 years that they have offered the safety and security class. It was not mandatory. It was an optional thing. So we have never talked about that in this way before.
Kipchak said the safety training included presentations from the Department of Homeland Security and the Milwaukee Police Department covering things like noticing odd behavior and when to call 911. The goal is not to train poll workers to physically de-escalate all situations, but to know what is something they can handle themselves and what is something that requires a third party. And Kipchak's experience is not unique. Safety and security trainings have become a new emphasis in poll worker training across the state. In an October report, the Wisconsin Elections Commission noted that while in the past election security focused on cybersecurity, new threats have necessitated training in ensuring the physical safety of election workers. Caitlin Bernardi is the city clerk of Wausau in central Wisconsin. She says some poll workers there requested the training, in part because of an increase in threats of violence in recent years.
Starting in 2022, kind of after following the 2020 election, and how that went. We did focus more on, physical threats and physical safety. And I feel that that was propelled by some of our election workers asking for it. You know, they want to be involved. They want to help the election happen, but they also want to know that they can feel safe there.
Safety isn't just a concern for volunteers working the polls on election day. It's also on the minds of municipal and county clerks who administer elections and the people who work in their offices. David Haynes is the co-lead at the Wisconsin Alliance for Civic Trust, or WISACT. WISACT is part of a nationwide coalition to respond to political violence. Haynes says he's talked to election clerks around the state and has found that personal threats of political violence are ubiquitous.
Almost everyone we talked to either had a story about how he or she had been threatened, or they knew somebody who had been.
And while acts of violence against public officials are rare, Haynes says that the threat alone can be enough to change how public officials act on or after Election Day.
Those threats alone are a form of political violence because it can change how people in public life do their jobs. They're less available to the public, for example. They harden their offices, or in some cases, they choose to get out completely because they didn't sign up for that.
There is a lot we don't know right now. We don't know what tomorrow's results will be or what narratives will come out of this election after Election Day. But what we do know is that Martha Kipchak of Milwaukee and poll workers across the state will be ready to do their jobs. Kipchak has taken all the trainings and says she knows how to respond to threats if they arise. But right now, she's expecting just another day at the polls.
Perhaps we'll have long lines. I think the poll workers will be ready for that. So we're kind of ready for whatever comes at us. But I expect it to be very efficient and somewhat orderly. And maybe it will take a while, but I think people will be good with it.
Like many poll workers, Kipchak says she started because she wanted to be an engaged participant in democracy. And what will keep her coming back, time after time, is the people she meets on Election Day.
The company working at the polls is great. You really get to know folks, and it's been very gratifying. I'm proud to do it.
Sam Woods, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.